Hey, this is Carlos, and I want to talk to you about the old skill of attracting women and how to attract women. Look, you don't have to look like Brad Pitt to attract women. You don't even really even have to look like, well, Conan O'Brien on his best day. What you do need, however, is a big old heaping of self-confidence and maybe a little side serving of sex appeal. Throw in a little bit of alpha male traits and a little bit of attitude, and you're going to be irresistible. That's the recipe, my man. This applies to you, even if you're overweight. You're going bald, you have funny ears, whatever it is you think is your physical limitation, trust me, it is not. Looks don't matter. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Here are some celebrity examples where the less attractive guy gets to basically have the irresistibility with women. Think about Pamela Anderson and Kid Rock back when they were together. Crazy, huh? How about Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton when they were together? Now, they didn't break up because of any, let's just say looks issue there. It's not that at all. Those are just two couples as an example. You could probably name dozens more, and you probably see all sorts of ugly guys walking down the street with basically drop-dead gorgeous women all the time, or at least reasonably, right? Well, here's a little tip for you, okay? Attract women tip number one. First, let's break down what looks really are. The first kind of looks refers to physical attractiveness. If you're good-looking, of course, that's going to help you in all your endeavors in life. That's just reality. We're not going to try and defy reality. But please, keep in mind, most women think of most guys as being at least cute. Now, however, your good looks are only going to open doors for you. They aren't going to be your key to attracting women after the door closes again, so you need to keep that in mind. It's very important. Your looks are only an opportunity. After you get that door open, you've got to be able to do the right thing to get the woman attracted to you. Now, the second kind of looks refer to the image that you present to the world. This has everything to do with how you dress and groom yourself. These are the things you can control, unlike the looks that you're born with. And please, don't underestimate their importance if you want to attract women. Attract women tip number three. The third kind of looks is also completely under your control, and this has to do with the aura of attitude and confidence that you project to the world. It's a different kind of looks. And guess what? The third one has more to do with your ability to flirt with women than the looks you were born with or the care that you take in your image. As a matter of fact, you'll get laid more based on nailing this third kind of looks than a guy who's relying on his physical appearance alone. You might want to think about that one again. It's really true. It's the most important kind. I've seen guys that are totally disheveled and, well, they're definitely not attractive, but they get somewhere because they're carrying tons and tons of attitude. So while someone's physical attractiveness might reel a woman in a little bit, the man who really seduces women and keeps them around are the ones who understand that their alpha male behavior is what ultimately gets them laid. And maybe being born with good looks helps these guys to develop that aura and attitude of confidence easier than someone born, well, a little funny looking. But that doesn't mean that the guy with the goofy ears can't also develop that same alpha male confidence and adopt those same traits. The only thing standing in his way is, well, him. So those other good-looking guys may have a head start, but you can easily catch up and be right beside them and surpass them in your ability to attract women. Trust me on this one, my friend. Remember, you're going to get laid more by your attitude, your aura of confidence and posture than by your physical attractiveness. There is nothing more important than your attitude when it comes to getting women and getting laid. So you can spend more time complaining about how that's not fair. Some guys were born good-looking, or you can spend that time just working on your alpha male attitude and getting laid. There you go. Now you can go ahead and attract women the way you were taught in this video. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Zuma from AttractWomen.com. If you want to learn more about this interesting topic of how to attract women, then I highly advise you get your ass on over to AttractWomen.com. Sign up in the little form on the right-hand side, and I will see you on the inside where I give you some real skinny on how to attract women. This is Carlos Zuma. CX out.